Okay, we're back. It's a Monday night, North Shore Sports Night. It's springtime, and hope springs eternal, I guess, is the catchphrase. And talking now once again with Danvers Director of Athletics, Andy St. Pierre. And Andy, welcome back. How are you?
Great. Thank you for having me, guys. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I don't know how Coach is doing over there in Beverly.
Rick, you don't really care, so I'm not going to tell you.
No, I don't. I don't. But I just thought I'd be polite in front of Andy, you know. Andy, you know, amazingly, in my opinion, amazingly, you guys and so many directors of athletics in the area and coaches and teachers, you've pulled it off this year. And I can't even imagine some of the obstacles that you've had to overcome. And maybe a quick synopsis, Coach, Andy, is how it's been since September in terms of scheduling, in terms of getting kids onto the court or onto the field and having so much success.
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, there was no other choice. We had to get it done. We wanted to get it done for the kids. That's what it's always been about. And, you know, going all the way back to September, we've been able to do it. Was it easy? No. But it's rewarding and it's worth it for the kids. And, you know, the one word to sort of sum everything up is evolving. You know, mm-hmm. it's constantly evolving every day, every week, every hour of the day. You know, things are changing. New protocols. It's probably been the hardest part of getting all the new protocols conveyed and out there to the student athletes and the coaches and families, and making sure that people know, like, this is how we have to do business now. Like, they're creatures of habit, so they've done it a certain way for so many years. And I think that's been the most challenging thing now. But you know what? We've gone through a couple seasons now, and we started up fall too, and things seem to be going well. You know, the most important thing, and we preach to our kids all the time, you know, this pandemic's still here. We're
yeah.
still in it. You know, you can't let your guard down. Someone used the analogy the other day. We're on the 5-yard line. We're about to score. You can't fumble.
Yeah, don't.
You can't turn the ball over. You got to finish it. And, you know, I think that's a really appropriate way to look at things right now, because we're really close and things are going the right way in terms of the data and the numbers, but we're still in it. You know, we still have to be smart.
Have you had to play a bad cop sometimes in terms of telling the kids, okay, listen, you know, you got to put the damn mask on, or you got to separate this, or you got to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, as an AD, it's all positive. You push the kids, and the coaches do the negative stuff. But you have, you sort of have to be an overseer now, not only for the kids, but also for the coaches.
Yeah, there's a lot of negativity from that aspect, I guess, this year. But it's, I don't think anyone's taking it that way.
Right, right.
So our kids and the coaches, they get it. Like, they knew, and we've talked at length, you know, leading up to the season, like, this is how it's got to be, guys. This is the one year we're asking you to just don't question anything. This is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and if we ask you to pull your mask here, put your mask there. If we ask you to stand here, you need to stand there. And just trust that there's a reason for it. You know, everything we're doing is for you guys. And I think most people understand that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the silver lining in it all is, I think, everyone's sort of just been grateful, more so than normal. At least they show more.
Yeah.
It shows more now that they're just grateful to have the opportunity to play, and you can't lose sight of that. So I think all the little stuff, telling kids to space out, telling kids to put their mask up, it's sort of trivial and minor in the overall scheme of things. And to be honest, I think most of our people are doing the right stuff anyway.
Well, I'm going to let Tim ask the next question, but I got to tell you that I think it was talking to the St. John's prep football coach, and I said, I think we're in good hands with these kids. And he reiterated that, in that the kids get it, and they're leading the way for us older folks. So it's a great thing.
Yeah.
Tim?
Andy, I know this is kind of probably tough to talk about, but has the parental support for what the administration, the MIAA, have brought down in terms of guidelines for the season to take place, have they gained in support for you guys and what you guys are trying to accomplish?
As far as I can tell, yes. In our community, I can only speak for us and our parents. And, you know, I feel like overall our parents have been extremely supportive, you know, of what we're doing. And, you know, they don't always have to like every decision, but at the end of the day, I think they get it and they respect where it's coming from. You know, the big one now is the fans at games. You know, with the governor just changed the policy with fans. But, you know, like I said earlier, we're still in a pandemic, and we're being really cautious with it. Because at the end of the day, our goal is to get the kids out there and get these games and the seasons in. That's what we need to do. And if, you know, we as a district need to keep it to 2 fans per home team player, then that's what we're going to do as best we can. You know, and I think that's probably the one thing that's probably getting people a little frustrated. And I understand that. And I think all schools, all my colleagues you know, in our league at least, we're working hard to get things live streamed if we can, and if we can't do that, we're trying to get them taped so we have that recording the next day and we can share it with families. And we know that's not ideal. We totally understand that. But in the overall scheme of where we are in the middle of a pandemic, or hopefully on the tail end, you know, that's kind of what we're still doing. You know, and again, it all goes back to getting the kids out there on the field, on the courts, playing the games.
Amazing. You know, the football team, my goodness gracious, Andy, you've had to change schedules at the drop of a dime. I mean, I don't know how you're doing that. So explain the process and how this is going, because even I just read Phil Stacy's tweet now that Gloucester and Swampscott won't be playing Friday night. So you get up in the morning and you have everything all set, and then all of a sudden you got to change everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's always kind of like that to a degree. It's obviously a little bit more severe this year, but, you know, like everything, when the chips start flying, you can't get wrapped up in it. You just got to stop, take a deep breath, and look at the task at hand and figure out what's the best way to attack it. You know, and, you know, for me in this situation, having a good relationship with Beverly and having the communication and being able to, you know, get to the bottom of things really quickly is how that game happens.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to get that in. You know, it's not about winning and losing at that point. It's about what can we do, give and take, you know, and make sure we get this game in. You know, and we lost a home game.
Yeah.
That was our home game that we had against Swansea. That was our home opener. That was our senior night. You know, and it stinks to lose it, but given the situation, the circumstance, Beverly had a senior day the next day that they were already planned for as well, and, you know, we didn't want to have them come to us 2 weeks in a row.
Andy,
you
said something that in the past might seem trite, and I think it's very profound. You know, you just said it's not about winning and losing. And with these kids, as you mentioned, and Tim has pointed out over and over again, in the middle of a world pandemic, the idea is to get out there and compete. And the feedback from the kids I've heard from coaches is spectacular. The kids are doing everything they can to get the most, but so are the coaches and the teachers and the ADs. This is a very special time.
Yeah, I mean, and the coaches especially, I mean, it's a stressful time. You know, a lot of them have been coaching for many years, you know, and now all of a sudden we're saying basically put the game planning on the back burner.
Wow.
Let's make sure the kids are in the math, the kids are on the bus where they're supposed to be, you know, that they're not coming too early, they're not coming and hanging around, and making sure if they are that they're spread out outside, like all that stuff. That's what's taking precedence here, and it's all for the safety of the kids. So, like, that's a hard thing to tell a coach. That's what they want to do. That's their part-time job, and that's what they love doing is coaching. You know, but now we're saying, well, let's coach, but let's do all this stuff first. So it's been tough, but they get it, and they've been great with it.
Tim?
Andy, let's move to spring sports. Now would be the time when teams would be trying out, or they would have finished picking their teams, and they'd be having practices. How will spring sports, you know, will spring sports be able to have practices with the coaches and the kids that aren't involved in other fall two sports?
Right now, like during the fall two season?
Yeah.
Because,
I mean, you know, they're losing time.
Yeah. So we do have, I know baseball, softball, the lacrosses are all starting to do workouts with the coaches in the evenings when they can. So yeah, they're getting after it. I mean, they lost a whole year. They lost everything last year. So it's a chance for us to get them out there just to start getting them in condition, getting to play the sport again. Hoping that when the time comes for the spring season, they'll be ready to go a little bit more than they typically are. But yeah, with the MIA waiving the out of season, rules, for coaching, we have been able to take advantage of that a little bit, which is helpful.
Good.
Andy, as I've said before, as we wrap this up, as a fan and as a parent and as doing this thing with Tim for so many years, I really appreciate the work that you do, because it's doubled. Not only do you have to take care of everything now, but on the field, but you also have to take care of their safety off the field. And you, educators, coaches, teachers, and parents and the kids, you know, I'm all on the sidelines. It's amazing what you've done, and I congratulate you and thank you, because it's great watching these kids compete at such a high level.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. It's very nice of you, and obviously that's our job. So that's what we do, and we're happy to be able to do it. And, you know, for the most part, we've had all of our teams out there playing, competing, having fun, and just being kids again. And
there you go.
That's what it's all about.
There you go. All right, we'll talk to you hopefully in a few weeks when spring gets underway. Andy, stay safe, and again, thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys. Take care. Stay safe.
Thanks,
take care, Andy. All right, that's Andy St. Pierre, who is the director of athletics at Danvers High School.